Now, you're right about that. That is crazy. All these people. You know what? They brought firemen from Mexico. It was the whole plane. They download the whole plane of fire people from Mexico. You believe that?
Yeah, I read that story. They got fire guys from Mexico. They got fire guys from Canada. They got fire guys from Washington State. There's fire guys from basically anywhere near there. It's crazy. And it's perfectly okay. You want to bring the fire guys from Mexico, that's fine.
Yeah, they did. I was watching on TV. The whole plane was nothing but fire people, you know, fire department from Mexico, and they came down from the plane. Anyhow, I don't know what to tell you, you know. I don't know how can that be controlled. Maybe because the wind blowing so hard. Is that why?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to that. I mean, I think that's something foreign to people, to us here in the Midwest. Honestly, I think we can't understand the dynamics of what goes on there, but just, man, whole neighborhoods wiped out. Yeah, that's crazy.
And when I heard the State Farm, they cut off their insurance a week ago before it happened. That's what I heard.
Well, I didn't hear it was a week ago. I heard they did it like a year and a half ago because they kind of knew these conditions were coming. And yeah, for a business to do that, I don't know, is that okay or not? I'm not being judgmental, but I don't know, they're a business. They got to do what they're going to do, but whole neighborhoods being wiped out, I don't think anybody could have foreseen that.
That's just a bad situation. And this is WIUG 48. I don't know what to tell you, Ken. Something like that, you know. I mean, before there's 2,000 acres and all that, but now it's nothing but houses.